Douglas County Democratic activist Dan Hanula felt the shockwaves.
This is kind of the political version of an earthquake.
Republican challenger Sean Duffy got the news from a reporter and thought it was a prank call. Now Duffy wishes Obi well.
I have a considerable amount of disagreements on him on policy, but I think we have to acknowledge that he's served our district in the state of Wisconsin for 41 years. He's done so honorably, and I think we owe him a thank you for his service and dedication.
President Obama calls Obi a political giant with unflinching dedication to the middle class. But a Republican National Committee blog says Obi's getting out because he can't win re-election. Obi respectfully disagrees.
Baloney. Look at what do you expect from the Republican Party except a political rhetoric? I mean, it's their job to try to trash Democrats, and they try to do it to a fairly well. I will stand on my reputation.
Obi says he wanted to make this announcement last fall, but he had to wait until the health care overhaul was passed.
The Senate took forever to finish action on the health care bill.
He says his health is fine, but he is tired. Thus, today's decision.
Look, I've been in politics since 1962. You know, it's long enough.
State Senator Bob Jauch of Poplar says it's hard to imagine Congress without Dave Obi.
They lost their conscience. Dave always never forgot why he was there, who he was representing. He cared a lot about making a difference and leaving a legacy, and his will be lasting.
Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.